You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Man, 2008, it's safe to say, has been a tough year for predictions.
Hi, this is Doug from Kenton Falls, New Jersey. I predicted that Barack Obama would win the election based solely on his voice. The fact that his voice was the most pleasant to listen to on the radio and in TV news sound bites. That was my prediction.
Well, somebody got something right.
That.
Somebody got something right. If you predicted something correctly for 2008 or something outrageous that didn't transpire, as it turned out, or there are a few more days left, it still could happen. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. But who would have predicted that this would be part of the Bush legacy?
So what if the guy threw a shoe at me?
That's right. The Iraqi journalist Muntadir al-Zaidi, he's been in custody since Sunday when he threw both of his shoes at President Bush during a news conference. The event has turned him into a folk hero throughout the world and especially in the Arab world. And who knew the name of Muntadir al-Zaidi until, you know, last weekend? Mark Berkowski is a British publicist and the author of The Fame Formula, which is about how people can go from nothingness to global fame. He joins us now from London. Mark, thanks for being part of the program.
You're most welcome. Hello.
Now, you know, poor Muntadir al-Zaidi, he's in jail. He can't really take advantage of all the stuff that's happened in his absence. People are, like, carrying his picture around. They're, trading YouTube videos. They've made video games about throwing shoes at President Bush's head. You know, he's not making any money off of this. What would you advise him?
Well, undoubtedly he'll get out. I mean, he's becoming a cult folk hero. And with all his publicity he is generating and with the one world brand equity he's got at the moment, when he comes out, he needs to be nourished by somebody and taken on and actually exploit this sort of fame. He's gone from fabulous nobody to fabulous somebody. And with a great agent and with some great help, there's an untold amount of activities that he could be doing to be plundering in terms of sort of product launches, personality appearances. You bet your bottom dollar that Hollywood will be looking at producing a movie about this guy's life.
All right, well, let's talk a little strategy here, Mark. I mean, should he stick with the name al-Zaidi or should he go Shoe Guy?
He's absolutely going to go become Shoe Guy. I don't think those sort of names go down well in Middle America somehow. But, he is what he is, shoe-throwing man, and that's what he needs to – that's his brand. And I think there's an internet place for him to be sent all over the world to throw shoes at people that we don't like. He could become the polarity for what we – in terms of some sense of protest. But, you know, clearly his name has got to be right, and the first outings for him and what he does around the globe is going to be crucial.
All right, Mark, is there any knowledge of what brand of shoes he threw and, you know, what could be done with that?
Well, I think that's the best part of it. We don't know what the shoe was, but there's plenty of other shoe brands, trainers out there, sports footwear, football boots, soccer boots. You know, they're spending a lot of money of putting those boots around major global personalities. Stand aside David Beckham, there's a new person who could be wearing the boot and throwing the boot at the same time. So it's good that we don't know what the boot is because it gives it wide open for shoe manufacturers all over the globe to sort of support this guy.
I see. So you could actually develop shoes where the idea is comfortable and a great throwing shoe as well.
Oh, absolutely. I think that you could throw them on sort of telegraph wires as an example. They could just hanging there. It was a big sport in the UK of throwing old trainers. They sort of dangled from the street from these overhead wires. It's very cheap to manufacture these things, and so therefore it's very quick to produce the bootman's boot.
Mark, let's talk globally here. I mean, it seems like most of the ideas you've suggested are appropriate for sort of the UK Hollywood nexus of fame. But what about exploiting the sort of Eastern, you know, Arab world? And, I mean, should he go on? Should he get his own show on Al Jazeera, for instance?
100%. Al Jazeera should be booking him as soon as he gets out of the slammer. He's got a cult status because he expresses something from the Arab world, particularly from the youthful Arab world, about protest. And we do like renegades. We do like mavericks. We like people who stand up and say something. And I think global youth, be they Arab or Western, totally relate to his expressions. And I think most brands want to sort of track into that youthful market. And across the Middle East, he could be a cult hero.
Now, where could he go wrong, Mark? What does he need to really worry about? He's a Shiite, and of course there's the Shiite shoe thing. You don't want to get religion too much involved in this sort of thing, but there's a kind of a, you know, irresistible sort of alliteration there.
It is. I mean, one has to be respectful for, you know, some of the religious views, and we've seen many people come unstuck from that. And that's why I think that perhaps he should be heading towards, you know, the West with the right sort of backing. And he must be very careful about how he's received, you know, in his own homeland. He doesn't want to sort of aggravate or necessarily upset people where when this 15 months of fame, and my book sort of deals with that formally, we've got 15 months to exploit this, and that after that, you don't want to go back and find you can't carry on with your other life.
Right, right. Well, Mark, would you represent him quickly before we go?
I'd fly out to where he is now to take him on. He's just got so much potential, even in recessionary times.
Well, at the very least, I mean, if they don't, treat him well in prison, there are people waiting on the outside to treat him very well. The saga of Muntadhar al-Zaidi, as told through Mark Barkowski, who's a British publicist and the author of The Fame Formula, which is all about going from zero to globally famous in 1 second. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
You're welcome.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.